Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
You hear about all these health benefits of cold plunging and the cryo chambers, but are they actually good for you? And should you be doing it too? Let's check in with the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, you know, I feel like you see these places popping up. I know iCryo, I've checked out their cryo chamber. I love it. Like, do you think that this has real good health benefits going forward and it's going to become kind of like part of our routine?
I mean, the ice bath is a thing.
Yeah.
One of the things that is amazing about this cold immersion therapy, particularly the bath, is that if you get into water that's less than 60 degrees Fahrenheit, the studies show us that your blood vessels constrict and then they dilate, which is supposed to enhance circulation, which shows a lot of benefits for metabolism and joint pain. And there are definitely studies that show us that it lowers inflammation. One of the issues that people need to be aware of, though, is you can't assume that everybody responds the same way to cold.
Jenna, there was a time where I was doing Tough Mudders. I don't know if you're familiar with them or remember them.
Yes, totally.
So I was doing one where we had to go. There was a giant dumpster, and it was an ice bath. And it was freezing. And you had to swim underneath a barbed wire in the ice bath.
Oh, my gosh.
In the dumpster.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, I did it. But like, here's the thing, is that what I didn't realize, like, it was hot. It was hot out that day. So I'm like, I can't wait to hit that cold water because I was, like, dying of sweat. It was, like, mile 8 or something like that.
Oh, my God.
It knocked the wind out of me.
Oh, yeah, it hurts.
So I didn't realize it. Like, I jumped in, and all of a sudden, it was like pins and needles all over my body, and I, like, couldn't catch my breath. Like, that kind of shock to your body is crazy, and I feel like it's got to be doing something.
Well, the polar plunge is, you know, that's why they always have an EMS on standby, right? Because the hot to cold, that extreme. Obviously, you were outside. You were running.
Right.
It's actually dangerous because let's say that there were people in the Tough Mudder, right, that have issues or potentially you're exhausted if you're at mile 8 there. When you submerge yourself in cold water, you can feel disoriented. And oftentimes, like, the blood is shunted away from your extremities to your heart to protect your heart. That's just the way the body works. You know, some people might actually panic. And if the wind is knocked out of you, it can be emergent. And it's really, really important to understand your medical comorbidities or your family history of disease before you cold plunge. In a situation like that, would require medical personnel.
I mean, most importantly, hopefully you kept your mouth completely shut.
Oh, I did.
Because you got dumpster water mouth.
Well,
that's what happened.
It was filled with clean water.
Yeah,
and
it's
ice.
Still a dumpster.
It was a dumpster at some point.
Still a dumpster. That's right.
I'll never forget that moment. But do you think there's a difference between, like, the dry cold of when you go in the cryo chambers that are popping up everywhere versus the actual cold plunge when you're, like, in a bucket filled with water and ice?
A dumpster.
I really do. Some people end up submerging their head under the water, and it's at that point where you can get into a lot of danger, especially if you feel disoriented.
But I do have to say, like, the cryo chamber, I was a skeptic, probably like everybody else. Like, what, you know, what is this? What does it do? The first time I ever did it, I said to, like, the woman afterwards, like, I saw her a few days later, I was like, I was in the best mood of my life, like, later on. She's like, yeah, it does that, the endorphins, it makes you feel really good. And she's like, yeah, and it burns, like, 500 calories. And I was like, wait a minute, this is going to be... Like, is this magic? Is it, you know, like, there's got to be a lot of health benefits of the cold, too, right?
Definitely. And they're proving to the point that you may want to record all of your radio segments from this cold chamber because it has so many health benefits.
Dr. Jennifer Wider. You can find her online at drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna.
Thanks, guys.